This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A structural engineer investigating the cause of the collapse of a Miami-area condominium tower last month said the investigation analyzed a number of possible scenarios to eliminate potential causes until they're able to identify exactly what triggered the collapse. Speaking to the Associated Press, Alan E. Kishmeyer said that he and his team were using 2D and 3D modeling to look at load-supporting elements, wind conditions, and other variables. While he says it's too early to say what exactly happened and caused the collapse, he has been able to study the north building and perform materials testing to compare with the building that collapsed. On Saturday, authorities raised a confirmed death toll from that collapse in Surfside to 86, with 43 people still missing. According to North Korea's KCNA news agency, the leaders of North Korea and China traded messages vowing to strengthen cooperation on the anniversary of their Treaty of Friendship, Cooperation, and Mutual Assistance between the two countries. China has been North Korea's only major ally since the two signed the treaty in 1961 and international sanctions imposed over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs have made it more dependent than ever on Beijing for trade and support. China's President Xi Jinping said that he plans to provide greater happiness to the two countries and their people by strengthening communications with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and by steadily leading the relations of friendship and cooperation between the two countries. This is VOA News.